Elaine Holtz, and with Nancy Rogers. Nancy is the president of the Juneteenth Committee. We've been talking about marking the date when slavery ended in this country, and it's being marked in Santa Rosa on June 16th. And one of the things we sort of started to talk about earlier was the change that happened to all of those human beings in our country in 1865 when slavery was abolished. And I guess those of us, you know, who weren't there and didn't have the experience of those people who, you know, were suddenly freed, don't think about this part much, but you brought up the period of time between the slaves being freed in this country and the people who were slaves trying to acclimate themselves to being free. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't thought that much about that part of the story, but it is remarkable, really, how many people survived that period of time.
Yes, that would be interesting to find out. But can you just imagine is that you are free, but you really don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, and so some people did leave, my understanding, is some people did leave the South. But, you know, if you're used to certain kind of work, you know.
Yeah, and you're good at it. That's what you do.
Exactly. And then, you know, what do you do? And
so a lot of the slaves remained on plantations, mm-hmm. and other places where they knew, you know, clearly there was work to be had. Mm-hmm. The plantation owners had to figure out some way to start paying the slaves.
Right. Well, that was the difference. That was the difference that all of a sudden it wasn't free labor. You know, how did you take care of that? And I think the reason, a lot of the reason you have these Jim Crow laws, these oppressive laws that happened in the South were because of that. Because if you oppress people, you don't have to pay them as much. You know, I mean, we've come a long way here in 2000.
Yeah, we still know something about that.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, so it's an ongoing process, really, when you start thinking about it. And what is freedom? I mean, what is it to be free? I mean, all of a sudden, a country, I mean, not even to know that you can vote. I mean, all those things that come up.
Yeah, an amazing process, that's for sure. And an ongoing one, for sure. And what has your experience been, Nancy, in being a part of the Juneteenth Festival here in Sonoma County over the years?
Just getting the word out, and even to our own community, is that we're trying to make the Juneteenth more than just a big party. We want to, like this year, we bring in a lot of arts, you know, African-American arts out. And so we're going to have trivia, you know, some of the local trivia and some of the trivia someone could just grab their phone and check it.
Phones are very good for that process
right. These
days.
And but we want them to know the history.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have the gospel choir and all of the different R&B and music and everything. But still, we want you to know why we celebrating.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And that's, you know, in Sonoma County, how much harder is it to help us get educated in a community where the African American population is so small?
It's really hard. But like this year, we have a really big effort. We just really worked hard, and now the word is really getting out. And so I'm just getting, my phone is constantly ringing. I'm getting all kinds of texts. So I feel really good about now.
So you see progress.
Yes, we definitely see progress.
Well, and the fact that you invited us on the show.
Exactly.
What an honor.
Never
Thank
seemed
you.
To be a question to me. What's the question? Of course, we need to get better educated. Mm-hmm. And of course, we need, you know, people in the know to better educate us. You know, most of us aren't in history class anymore, mm-hmm. you know. And so it's important for us to be around, it, you know, not necessarily the festival, but events like that where there can be a combination of appreciating what has transpired and learning more about it too.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's going to be another interesting component, you know, the play Unshackled. And then after the play, they're going to have people that are there are going to break up in small groups, and they're going to talk to each other about what it feels like to be oppressed, what it feels like, you know, what are some of our biases, you know, when we look at each other, what do we think, what do we see, what do we feel? And from my perspective, that's the way we're going to change.
That's the learning curve there.
Right. Once we get to know each other, once we see that all we are is just human beings with different clothes on, whether it be a color, different color skin, you're wearing pink, I'm wearing blue, she's wearing, you know, silver. It doesn't matter. It's just getting to know people, sitting down with them, shaking hands.
Well, the two of you are actually a prime example of this. So you started out as neighbors, right?
We
started having conversations, and then now you're, you know, collectively involved in this very important project. But you're right. It does begin with conversation.
And it's talking about neighbors, we have lived across the street for 30 years. And what has happened with us is the first time we met each other, we literally just looked at each other like, oh, I'm living across the street from her and she's living across the street from me.
Yeah.
And for some reason, as two women who I'm a grandmother, I'm bringing my little grandson, and she has, Nancy has the most adorable twins you ever saw in your life. They were just little babies then. And here I see these little twins, and then all of a sudden the kids start playing together. And before you know it, there's no barrier. Mm-hmm. It's not that we're not different, because that never changes.
Yeah.
We are different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter with our friendship and the way we respond and look to each other. And I personally feel very blessed that I am being able to be a part of this, because I feel as the more Caucasian people that get involved with this, the more healing that takes place, the less problems that we have.
And you know, I noticed that over the years, recently, that there are more than just African Americans at the festival, and there are more Caucasians, more Hispanics coming in, you know, because it's not just an African American event, you know. It's a community event.
Yeah, it's an American event.
It's an American event,
yeah,
exactly.
Very
and,
much so.
And a big event when you start thinking about it. I mean, it's absolutely wonderful. And also, we're going to have face painting there. We're going to have lots of stuff for the kids.
Yeah, so it's a family festival, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of good food, good laughing, mm-hmm. good music. What more do you need?
I don't know. To me, those are perfect conditions under which to
free.
Learn, you know, mm-hmm. and it's free. It's at Martin Luther King Jr. Park right. on the 16th.
On the 16th
right. of June.
On June.
And so next week, obviously, we're talking
Friday.
Next week.
This Saturday.
Very good. I'm a little behind the times, obviously. But this Saturday at Martin Luther King Jr. Park in Santa Rosa. And remind us where that is, Nancy.
The Martin Luther King Park is on 1671 Henley Street.
Henley Street,
in
yeah.
In Santa Rosa.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
in Santa Rosa.
Right by
the fairgrounds.
The
hours of the
10
festival,
to 6.
10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's free.
Right, mm-hmm. But the most important thing, too, is to realize, I know it's a little bit hard for people to come out 10 o'clock in the morning to go to a festival, but that's when Unshackle's going to be. It's going to be from 10 to 12, and that's when they'll have all the discussion. And then 12 o'clock is the kickoff for the all the entertainment.
Right. Starting with the gospel hour, then the blues hour.
Well, I don't know. You had me at hello. So this sounds like a wonderful day to me, and a great opportunity for all of us to learn a little bit more about each other. And isn't that our purpose after all?
Yes,
well,
it is.
You know, there's an old song, getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
Yeah.
I mean, that is basically.
Yeah.
And once you know somebody, you know, it's kind of interesting. Once you know somebody, you realize that we're just like people. I mean, I remember when I first met you, you know, I mean, I was just so much in awe, like, you know, here.
Come on.
No, really, I was. And then all of a sudden, I see, okay, this is a radio personality, but this is a beautiful woman who just wants to do good for her community. And how much better can it get, you know? Wow. So,
I'll tell you a story, and I don't think you'll take offense by this. I hope you won't. But it just, you know, is an example of how little I know and how I hopefully continue to learn, because I was talking with a group of folks on the air, oh, I don't know, 6 months ago or so, and talking about African-American culture. And I mentioned the fact that you know, I didn't have any black friends. And, you know, not that I expect one black person to teach me everything I ought to know about an entire culture, mm-hmm. but that I thought that my life experience would be more full and complete if that were not true. And, you know, what friends of mine said, don't ever say that on the air, because people are going to think you're just completely whacked out. But I did, because it was true. And since then, fortunately, I do have a few black friends. And it hasn't, you know, I'm not the knowledgeable, holy person that anyone might expect out of that. But I'll tell you what, my life experience is fuller and it is better, mm-hmm. because there's more diversity in it.
Right. There's more difference. And also, you begin to see that there's really not that much difference.
Yeah.
I mean, we create the differences. We create the barrier. You know, I was listening to the radio today, and they were talking about this wall they're going to build for $10 billion. And I thought to myself, you don't need a wall. You just need people saying, hi, let me get to know you. Can I do a little shout out?
You can if you can do it in about 25 seconds.
I'll do it in 25 seconds. I just want to thank the Schultz Museum because they have provided this year with these wonderful postcards of Franklin and Linus shaking hands.
Yeah.
And we're going to be giving a free one out. If you come over to our booth, we're going to have all kinds of these wonderful postcards, which I believe are collector's
items.
Nancy,
you have something to end with?
Yes, I just want to thank the city of Santa Rosa, especially Kahlua Burns, because they really support us.
Oh, yeah.
The 100 Black Men's, and also my own business, Red Rose Catering. So,
thank you, KSL. Nancy Rogers and Elaine Holtz talking about Juneteenth coming up Saturday at Martin Luther King Jr. Park in Santa Rosa. Ladies, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, glad to talk to you.